Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But I'll tell you one person who's going to know everything that's going on in Berea, and she always does. She's Mary Kay Cabot from The Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com, and she's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Mary Kay, you geared up for training camp. It's going to be here before you know it.
Yeah, I'm really excited, looking forward to it. It's just going to be a really, really fun summer. I think the fans are going to love what they see. I think camp is going to be just electric and an aerial show out there, and I think everybody should get really excited for this.
Before we talk a little bit more camp, we were just talking about the thought of the 18-game schedule with players sitting two games mandatory so they only play 16. We think it's ridiculous, but we came up with a couple of other ideas. How can you see the NFL changing in the years ahead? I think 18 games is probably inevitable, Mary Kay, but we're eliminating the preseason. We're cutting back OTAs, maybe expanding training camp a little bit. How do you see things shaking out in the years ahead?
Well, I can see them eliminating two of the preseason games, adding those onto regular season games. And I think it actually is sort of an interesting prospect to think that you would have players only playing in 16 games so as to preserve their bodies and, you know, get something that you can get a CBA passed in the upcoming negotiation. So I don't think it's the actual worst idea in the world. I think that players might actually appreciate not having to play in all 18 games. It would be weird, you know, to have to try to figure that out. How would that look? What the rules would be? But I don't think it's the worst idea in the world.
Wouldn't you be better served by just adding another bye week to the season if you're really worried about rest? And because I think as a fan, I think it's the worst thing you can do is to say, hey, look, we only make one trip here every 8 years. And by the way, you're not going to see our best player.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a challenge. It would be difficult to try to figure out all the nuances of something like that. But it seems to me to be at least an attempt at a compromise to increase the schedule, but not to put any more wear and tear on players' bodies. So I'll be interested to hear what some of the players think about it when we get to start asking them.
How much of the 18-16 games schedule do you think is just talk and just to get the conversation going at the negotiating table?
I think it's just talk right now. I don't really feel like it's something that's imminent. I think it's, like you said, something to kind of get people talking and maybe coming up with other things too. So I think you're just going to hear a lot more of this kind of thing as we move forward.
Mary Kay, do they want to hang on to the preseason strictly for revenue? Or do they really think there's a real football reason to play those games?
You know, I think everyone is starting to be in agreement that that four is way too many. And I don't, again, the revenue situation would be solved if you increase the regular season to 18 games. I don't think anybody anymore really feels that four preseason games are necessary and something needs to be done about it sooner than later. I mean, especially even that last one. I mean, you're playing primarily fourth teamers, and now there's starting to be some teams don't even play their starters in any of the preseason games. So, it's a waste for fans to have to spend that kind of money. And I think change will be coming down the pipe pretty soon.
One of the ideas that we kind of kicked around, you tell me if you just like this idea or not, because I'm feeling pretty good about it right now.
Oh, Andy's cocky on this one, Mary Kay.
Mary Kay, we wanted to get rid of the entire preseason and just, you know, if they can do it in college, why can't they do it in the pros? That's kind of always been my
rationale. Make it the real deal.
Yeah. What about opening the season Thursday night in Canton for the Hall of Fame game? So it's a neutral site game. And, you know, everyone's got to have these neutral site games every once in a while. So why not have the season open, especially if you're going to an 18-game schedule? Let's open the season in Canton on Thursday night. What do you think of that idea?
So you're saying open the season for...
Two teams would open the season in Canton for the Hall of Fame game to start each NFL season.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea. As far as eliminating the entire preseason, I wouldn't be I wouldn't be opposed to that either. I mean, it really is kind of a waste, and you're getting, for the most part, you're getting what you need in training camp. So, you know, I don't think that's that far-fetched either. Or, you know, maybe you do one, maybe you do two, but yeah, I don't know. Things have got to give. There's no question about it.
How about this one? Eliminate anything that's called voluntary, because the players are working out anyway. They're paid well enough. They don't need off-season jobs for the most part. Eliminate all the voluntary stuff. Cut back on OTA stuff in the off-season, and maybe increase training camp by about a week if you're eliminating the preseason and allow the guys to play their way into shape and to get into shape ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, I think all of those things will be on the table. I think one of the things that players don't want too much of is, you know, a lot of real padded practices and, you know, full tackling to the ground. Those are the kinds of things that I think that they don't want to see increased. But if you're eliminating the preseason games, maybe you can have some more of those sorts of things.
Okay, what would you like to see? I mean, we've thrown out a bunch of ideas out there. And you're there. There's plenty of time to kill. Sometimes you start daydreaming, thinking about, maybe if they change this, this would be better. Hmm. What does Mary Kay Cabot daydream about when it comes to the NFL and the schedule and some of the things that could happen over the next 5-10 years?
Well, I haven't spent a whole lot of time thinking about it.
Nothing like putting
really
you on the spot.
I don't daydream about the NFL schedule too much. But I suppose I would probably prefer something like 2 preseason games, 18 regular season games, and players playing in only 16 of those games. I could live with that.
That 16-game thing still doesn't sit right with me. We'll see how that would all play out. As the Browns are getting ready here, there are still some free agents available. You know, we check on this every time. I mentioned this yesterday in our show. Gil Brandt wrote a story, and he thought Eric Berry would be an interesting fit for the Browns. Do you need a guy like Eric Berry on this team? Obviously, as a pass with John Dorsey, could you use another veteran safety, even one with obviously some injury past and some very serious sickness past as well?
Well, when the opportunity arose during free agency, it was really more so a money issue more than anything. So maybe if the money were right, maybe they would consider bringing in an Eric Berry. But right now, they seem pretty happy with what they have at safety. The competition is going to be very good, not just at safety, but in the entire defensive backfield. I think it's going to be one of the strengths of the team. And one of the most exciting things to watch in training camp are going to be those matchups between the defensive backs and the receivers. It was that way in minicamp. It will be that way in training camp. So, you know, they've got Morgan Burnett. You know, they already had Demarius Randall. They've got some young safeties that are coming up. And they've got some versatility in the defensive backfield, which I think is great. They've got some cornerbacks that can play safety and vice versa. So right now, I don't think it's on the front burner, but of course, never rule it out because of that connection between John Dorsey and Eric Berry.
Mary Kay, get ready for Dontrell Hilliard to be the second running back here in the beginning of the season. I mean, I know what you've said about Duke, but with Duke switching agents now again, and I know we haven't had a chance to talk to you about it, but get ready for Hilliard to be the backup. Is that fair? Is that a fair guess?
Well, it's his opportunity to step up and seize the day in that way. They think he can do it. They love him. They're excited about him. And as we all know by now, there's just, you know, not good blood between Duke and the Browns. So I do think this is Dontrell's chance to shine. And the thing they keep talking about with him is that he needs to believe in himself. So I think that that's what they need to see, that he has the confidence to go out there and become what they think he can be.
Mary Kay, what have you thought of the way Freddie Kitchens has handled himself since he's become the head coach?
Well, I think he's done a really nice job with everything. I think the thing going forward that he'll probably have to, you know, maybe tweak or adjust as he moves along a little bit, and all first-time head coaches do, is just, you know, the unbelievable demands, the media demands. You have to stand up there and face that music every single day. And everything that you say will and should be held against you. No, everything that you say will be, you know, blown up. It'll be a headline. It'll go viral within moments. And I think, you know, that's the thing that he will find out very, very quickly, is that, you know, he might have to, you know, dial it back a little bit here or there, or maybe he'll use the media to send a message to a player or to an opponent. I think that whole thing will be very key to watch.
Mary Kay, when you write down your things to watch for camp, which I'm sure it will be out here real shortly, what's your number one thing you're looking at? To me, it's that right guard spot with Austin Corbett and with Witzman, Kalis, and Cush kind of behind him and pushing him. Is that the hottest, most contested spot in the offensive line, I guess?
Well, I mean, that's one of them. Yeah, I mean, that is definitely when you're just talking about positions that are up for grabs. But, you know, just in terms of camp, that's not the first thing that comes to my mind, just because, you know, it's the right guard spot.
Right.
You know, when I think of this camp, I mean, it's all Odell. That's the number one thing, the number one draw. Fans coming out. I mean, it's like almost LeBron has landed back in town, that level. So, you know, it's going to be a spectacle. It's going to be a circus. And, you know, so when I look ahead to this coming week, you know, that's what I will be really looking for. And, again, we just haven't seen much of him. You know, we only saw him practice twice so far in a Browns uniform at mandatory minicamp. So that will be all the buzz of camp, of course. But in terms of contested positions, yeah, the right guard spot is probably the one that will have most eyes on it.
Right, just real quick, with Odell Beckham Jr., do you expect to see him on the bike more than you see him on the field? I mean, like, I'm not wearing him out in training camp if I'm the Browns. Is that a fair statement?
No, I don't think you'll see him on the bike more than on the field unless he's injured. No, I don't think that's the case at all. I mean, they might manage reps, but I think he'll be out there practicing just as much as everyone else.
Okay, cool. Mary Kay Cabot, thank you very much. We always appreciate your insight, and of course, we read you every day in the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Thanks, Mary Kay.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
appreciate
Mary
it.
Kay.
Yeah, I'm not saying, and of course, she was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I'm not saying be on the bike because you're hurt. I'm just saying it's that whole time management thing with him. We know what he can do on the field. Mm-hmm. Are you going to burn him out during training camp?
We know what he's done on the field with the Giants. I don't think you're going to burn anybody out.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.